אתם עם SBS בעברית.
A British Australian academic who was freed from Iranian jail on Thursday was detained in 2018 on espionage charges after authorities there found her partner was an Israeli citizen. And that was reported on Friday in the Australian media. Kylie Moore-Gilbert, a specialist in Middle East politics at the University of Melbourne, was released from prison in exchange for three Iranians who had been detained in Thailand. Australia and Iran took more than 6 months to come to an agreement for this prisoner swap, and Moore-Gilbert, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison, was released. And the prisoner exchange deal, which Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday repeatedly declined to comment on, also involved high-level negotiations with the Thailand government. Thai authorities disclosed that three Iranians who were arrested in 2012 had been deported and sent to Iran. The New York Times reported that three Iranians had been held in Thailand over a bomb plot. Australia and Moore-Gilbert have rejected Iran's allegation that she was working as a spy for Israel. Australia's Foreign Affairs Ministry declined to comment on the report, citing privacy reasons for Moore-Gilbert and her family, while the Israeli embassy in Australia did not respond to any requests seeking comments. And all that came on Thursday, and on Friday, or a day after Moore-Gilbert arrived in Australia, we heard that Iran's top nuclear scientist was killed in an alleged assassination that the country's foreign minister linked to Israel. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, considered one of the masterminds of Iran's controversial nuclear program, died after his car was apparently ambushed in a district east of Tehran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office declined to comment. And Fakhrizadeh was the head of the Research Center of New Technology in the Elite Revolutionary Guards and was leading figure in Iran's nuclear program for many years. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted a prominent Israeli journalist Yossi Melman's who wrote that he was assassinated and he was the head of the nuclear program. In April 2018, Netanyahu mentioned Fakhrizadeh by name when he unveiled a nuclear archive he said the Mossad agent had taken from Tehran. He called him the head of secret nuclear project called Project Ahmad. Remember that name, Fakhrizadeh, Netanyahu told reporters. Iran began to withdraw from its commitments to the 2015 landmark nuclear deal in 2019, a year after U.S. President Trump pulled out of the agreement and unleashed crippling sanctions on Iran. Iran has always denied it was seeking a nuclear weapon, insisting its production of nuclear material was purely for peaceful purposes. But an Israeli operation in early 2018 that stole a warehouse full of Iranian documents about Project Ahmad, what the Iranian called the nuclear weapons effort 20 years ago, included documents about this Fakhrizadeh that was assassinated and his involvement. Fakhrizadeh was considered the most prominent face of nuclear program that has been the main flashpoint in the international dispute. He is mentioned in multiple reports by the U.S. Department and International Atomic Energy Agency as holding deep insight into Iran's nuclear capabilities. It's unclear what role he held in Iran's effort, always officially denied by the way, to develop nuclear weapon. It is also not clear how much he would know of the most secret elements of anything Iran may be doing, given his profile. But he was a symbol of Iran's past ambitions and was protected heavily. That didn't stop him being targeted and killed in broad daylight in the outskirts of Iran's capital in Tehran. And the message was clear. Iran's enemies can kill its nuclear celebrities anywhere. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani yesterday blamed Israel for killing Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. An Iran supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warned that there would be a definite punishment of the perpetrators. So we don't know where it's going to lead. I know that Israeli embassies around the world, including Australia, are on high alert, as well as Jewish communities, institutions around the world.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.